SurvivorSelect.com.
Yeah. Like that.
All right. Here we are for another edition of Gay Not Gay. Today we're in Edmonton, and we start off with Donovan's hands. Donovan went shopping right before the big trip to Scary Canada and bought himself a nice pair of mittens.
Yeah, I went to four different stores and they didn't have a thing.
There were no gloves left?
None. So this was the very last pair they had at Target.
You have mittens.
And I had to buy them. I had nothing else.
I can't believe they make men's mittens.
They might not be men's. I don't know.
They're pretty big. Mittens.
For a really big girl.
Yeah, Donovan, this is very similar to what we talked about last week, isn't it? When we talked about earmuffs.
Is it? Yeah, that's all they had, so I had to get them.
Yeah, and
they were $4, and I don't plan on wearing them anymore except for when I come to Canada because it's so cold.
Now, do you find your mittens warm?
They're very nice.
That's awesome.
My hands are sweating.
Yeah, Dan, it's mittens are not the manliest thing in the world, I will admit. They probably are like the snow bunny headband and the earmuffs.
High five. High five in my mitt.
No,
how sweet is that, huh?
And people will say if it's either that or freezing, sometimes you got to be a little gay. But you are, in fact, being a little gay. You know, we had another one on the Stars plane. Did I get a little lower, or?
You sound great to me.
Okay.
You sound awesome.
Can't hear myself blaring in my ears like I once could.
Sorry, Tom.
I believe the gentleman in front of us, and there may be a fire alarm going off here at the Edmonton Ice Arena.
Are y'all
going
to die?
Rexall Place. No, I think we're okay.
Okay.
But there's a lot of laptop movie viewing, and it appeared that the gentleman to my diagonal right, known as Johnny Sponsler and Jason Walsh, if I'm not mistaken, they had the little headphone splitter to watch the same DVD.
Right. Now, they both watched Get Him to the Greek.
They weren't sharing earbuds, so I thought this was a borderline case. They were both plugged into the same laptop, and one guy had it on his lap, kind of pointing it at the other guy. How'd you feel about that, Dan?
Well,
do you believe in one man?
I'm glad you brought this up, because what's gayer, that or the fact that Bob and I were sitting right near each other, both watching the same movie, because somebody pointed out that they saw us watching the same movie.
And you know what?
We were
for
off
a while
by
there,
maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
For a while there, we were off by like 1 second.
Oh, really?
We both hit play on Social Network at exactly the same moment.
So we were on separate computers.
And I was distracted by your screen as I'm looking down at mine like the little monkey in the zoo. And I keep looking at your screen.
Wow, he's in the exact same place I am.
These movies are like the same length. It's the same movie.
So is that gayer? And we're doing it for practical purposes so we can talk about it and maybe even discuss it on the show and both have a working knowledge of it. So, because when I talk 127 hours, you're like just blinking back at me. I want to be able to both talk about the movie that we're watching
same
on the Oscar list.
Same for me and you and with True Grit.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
But
are you
going to
watch Black Swan next?
I'll watch Black Swan, sure.
Boy, I started watching that, and 5 minutes in, I thought, boy, this might be the gayest movie I've ever seen. And it still might end up being that, but I think it's, I've watched half of it. I had to turn in last night.
People are fervently defending that movie, and the fact that I merely questioned, is it a two-hour movie about ballet, had some P1s very angry at me that I would dare say such a thing about a psychological thriller like Black Swan. Mm.
Oh, is it that, huh?
It is.
That's what they say.
All right, well...
And you've seen it.
No, not the whole thing.
Do you feel psychologically thrilled halfway through?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I've seen it. It is totally psychological.
Is it gay to watch it on the plane? Because I want to watch it tonight.
Yeah,
after
that's...
the game.
That is the thing, Dan, is explaining to everyone that it's not really a ballet movie that you're watching. It's actually...
Yeah, but they're doing ballet right there.
It's an intense psychological thriller, and you're on a plane with professional athlete dudes who may be interested in...
Really not interested in the details and nuances of what you're
watching? Yeah, nuance isn't their specialty when it comes to movies with ballet involved. So they maybe preserve that one for your hotel room, Dan.
All right, dear Gay Not Gay, hope you can settle an office argument for me. There is a certain male coworker who has an affinity for wearing scarves. At first it was only occasional, and he would take them off when he sat down at his desk. More recently, he's begun wearing a scarf every day for the entirety of the day as he sits at his desk. So
indoor
scarf. Is it
scarf.
Gay, not gay, for a dude to wear a scarf at all? This guy says it's obviously gay to wear one all day when you work in a well-heated office, right?
So you're like there with a dress shirt, nice khakis, but it's a little cold outside, so you just leave the scarf around your neck?
See, I had that issue. My wife wanted me to get a scarf, but I didn't want to wear one because I thought that would be inappropriate.
You're like, look, mittens? I got mittens
okay,
already.
Right. Scarf, that's just a little too much.
Now, and this might be me being around the professional athlete like we are in this sort of setting, but they all seem like Brad Richards, who's not on the trip, but I've seen him walk into the arena with a nice black dress coat like you have on now, Dan, and then a nice little scarf. And
Trevor had one in his lap when he was up here.
It totally makes sense and it totally works.
You guys, when you were kids, didn't wear the scarf?
Yes, when we were kids.
Right.
We also wore mittens when we were kids that had a little string to keep them together.
Right.
To keep them inside your jacket.
I like you wore it when I was a kid, then for decades without wearing one. Recently rediscovered the cold weather scarf. It is well worth it. Well
super
worth
gay.
It.
I feel like I agree with Tom as much as I'd like to point him out and point and laugh. I feel
like that.
While I'm walking around Edmonton this afternoon, if I see a scarf, I might go for it.
Why not?
Yep.
Why not the earmuffs then?
Because earmuffs are clearly gay.
I mean, your ear gets cold, dude.
That crosses the
line.
Yeah,
your neck is getting
cold
also.
You don't
want
to mess up your hair.
Are you saying scarves are gay, or are you doing a bit? Like, across the board, all scarves are gay? Even if you got
a
nice black dude scarf?
Thinking that ears are more important to keep warm than the neck. The neck, is jutting out.
You
got a collar on and a coat, you're fine. You don't need a scarf, too.
What about the soccer scarf?
Well, it's probably gay because of the name. I don't even know what it is.
The soccer scarf is not to keep warm. It's merely a decorative fan gear thing that you would wear that says Liverpool FC around it or whatever, and it serves no purpose. You wear it in the dead of summer merely to tell people you're a fan, and it's a very cheap souvenir. It's like $5 at the game.
Well, then I'd have to say that's not gay. That's like carrying a pennant, which is also not gay.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right.
If you carry a pennant and wear a foam finger.
I don't want scarf to come between us here, but I...
Are you going
to
get one today?
I might, as I look for Edmonton Eskimos.
Is it going to be
gear.
Pink?
No, it won't be pink. It will be a very...
Is he going to wear one to work?
Black or gray or something like that. Much like my winter hat, which is not gay. Winter hats...
No, winter hats aren't gay at all. Your hat's awesome. In fact, you look kind of like a guy that could potentially walk into a gas station and demand everything in the register when you wear that hat.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's a really good...
It's just dark, and you've got the dark jacket. Yeah.
I take that as a full compliment.
And, you appear to have shaved, huh?
A little bit.
But when you... Yeah, you just did the... what'd you bring, your electric razor?
I mowed it down a little bit.
Well, you pack heavy, don't you?
Yeah. And that was pointed out to me again yesterday, which that might be gay.
What,
having the largest suitcase on the trip?
Don't you have the Princess Diana luggage?
I really feel like
I
do.
Like you have seven suitcases?
I mean, it's the most awesome suitcase ever. Let me just say, Swiss Army knife or whoever makes that, it's got the little red Swiss cross.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the greatest suitcase I've ever owned, but it is not substantially larger, but larger than everyone else's, and I do feel like a chick.
And you don't even bring your blanket.
No. Just lots of big shoes.
Dear Gay Not Gay, my wife is 8 months pregnant.
Not gay.
This will be the first grandbaby on either side. I sent my mother a Valentine's card as if it were from the baby. It was addressed to Grandma.
Okay.
I wrote it in little kids' writing.
Oh, my gosh.
And said, thanks for spoiling me. I love you, the works.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this gay? Side note, my mother works for Hallmark. And greeting cards have always been a big deal for our family. Also...
So what's that supposed to do?
Is there a potential comedy/sweet son exemption?
No.
Love, potentially gay, new father.
Friend, we say this because we love you. If you're going to do that, and that's been done quite a bit, you got to make your wife do it. You can't have a hand in it.
Or how about wait till the baby's here? The baby's not even here yet.
Oh, dear. No, really?
Yeah,
oh,
she's 8 months pregnant.
Okay, I thought maybe there was another little
kid. No, no. It's
from the womb.
It's from the unborn baby, yeah.
Okay, everybody knows kids can't write in the womb. no, leave your wife to do this. And I say this from a personal experience that I have received a Christmas letter where the family, instead of, and I don't know that we need a Christmas letter. I mean, send a picture and just like tell
it,
us everyone's
it
healthy.
It updates you on everything from the whole
year?
The year.
It's a full page description of
that?
The last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
It's some, okay,
but, but then if you do it in the youngest person in the family's
voice,
and so you write in bad grammar and, you know, just however you want, you just...
I might one-up you. You know our
baby girl.
Yeah, if you do it in that voice.
You know our neighbor a few years ago did it from the vantage point of the dog?
Oh, my gosh.
And they've since moved away, so I feel very comfortable in ridiculing them on the air now.
As they deserve, fully.
But
I have, I have another quick one. Can I get this quick one in?
Yeah.
Dear Gay Not Gay, I was at a restaurant yesterday when the server sold me on this special that was called the Plato de Amor. Man, this special sounded awesome. It had bacon-wrapped shrimp, fajitas, lobster, and some other stuff. I'm wondering if it was gay because it was me and my buddy that went and spit the awesome item that was obviously meant for Valentine's. Does it also make it more gay that we are black men? Questioning my manhood, H-N-I-C.
You know, this happened to us last night at dinner. They had a fabulous Valentine's Day special that for like $100 you could get the shrimp and the lobster and the steak and the dessert and the appetizer and the soup and the whole thing.
And she's like, yeah, it's supposed to be for couples, but it's really good, so you guys could just split it.
And we're like, no! No!
In fact, Bob and I, who both are watching our weight, ordered a piece of carrot cake. We each ordered a carrot cake for dessert.
Well, it sounds like you're watching your weight.
And then Bob looked over. Bob looked over and said, hey, why don't we just split one? Because he knew I probably wouldn't want the whole giant carrot cake they'll offer you.
And I knew I didn't.
And so I asked the waitress, I said, hey, we're just going to split this. She goes, okay. And I said, why don't you split it up on two plates? Cut it back there. And she's like, well, they don't really do that. I go, I'm going to stand for that answer, right?
Right. She thought she could slide that by.
Well, we're paying a ton of money. Actually, Norm Green, I think, ended up paying a ton of money. So I go, why don't you just ask him? She goes, I'll ask him nice, but they never split anything. They won't cut the steak in half. You know, I'll bring you two plates, though. I go, maybe you could mention to them that the customer asked for it, and often the customer tends to be right, at least in the service industry.
And you said it in that.
But I did it in my passive-aggressive way.
That was so hilarious.
I did it passive-aggressive and then said, but it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, you know, I'm sure you're...
So what was the conclusion?
Well, she brought it out. Two thinly sliced pieces of carrot cake, two scoops of, she brought out two plates.
And no one was hurt, right?
No one was hurt. The chef somehow didn't...
Now, is it gay, though?
He didn't show up with
to split it
cleaver.
Like that? Yeah. I don't think so, no.
He's splitting it like that, not gay.
No, okay. But if you just had one plate and two forks and you both are eating off of it, of course.
And I'm feeding it to him.
All right,
I'm behind him. He's got his arms to his side. I'm behind him acting as his arms.
But then you guys both take the carrot cake and then you loop on.
Like when you taught me how to long drive on the golf course?
Yeah, exactly.
Stand behind me.
All right, Expo.
Use your hips.
It's a gay, not gay. It's kind of hard to say.
It's 2:09.
You guys know what HNIC is?
Hockey Night in Canada, Doug. Where do you see it?
Okay. That's what he signed his email, but it doesn't mean Hockey Night in Canada from his email.
Yeah, who?
That's gay.
The one I just read.
The brother?
Yeah.
What's he saying?
What?
He's the head in charge.
Oh my gosh.
The what?
Head and in charge.
Wow. So it doesn't mean Hockey Night.
No, he didn't sign off like that. No, no.
Hey, make sure you catch HNIC this week. All right, up next, Canada Talk. Pro or con?